This is Lance Anderson.
In less than a year, podcasting has taken the internet by storm. The act of sending an MP3 file has suddenly become available to anybody. Podcaster Jay Selman.
Nobody's like us can pick up a microphone, talk about a subject we're excited about, and other people can listen in to that. That's exciting. That's empowering.
Portability and a worldwide audience. Podcasting allows you to listen when you want to what you want, and it's free, at least for now. Podcasting's popularity is growing at record speed, but profiting from it, that's another story. Storyteller Lance Anderson has a few of them.
Hello, this is Lance Anderson, and together, we're on the verge of the fringe.
Anderson podcasts from a small, red-walled room in his Eagle Rock home. He says his podcast is an extension of his live stage show, Verge of the Fringe.
One of the big things going on in my life, my little world.
Anderson says podcasting is exciting, but weekly production can be time-consuming, and the money, well, there isn't any yet.
Can't say I'm profiting from podcasting right now, though I do see there are ways to make money. From a personal standpoint, I'm going to try to at least approach it as much as I can from the independent voice, which I think is what this thing is really all about.
Tom Tuuli, a Forbes.com columnist, says independent podcasts do have money-making potential.
For a little bit, it'll be more of a grassroots cultural phenomenon, which is very attractive to investors because it's hard for them to tap into that market.
With about 20,000 podcasters worldwide, podcasting is showing up on advertisers' radar. A recent study estimates that so far this year, almost 5 million people have downloaded a podcast. There's a good chance many of them have listened to GrapeRadio.com.
Welcome to Grape Radio, where enthusiasm for wine gets personal. I'm
Brian Clark, Jay Selman, and Lee Older produce a weekly podcast about all things wine.
And today we are going to talk about buying wine as a gift.
Wine enthusiasts for years and entrepreneurs for longer each like the idea of talking about their passion on air. The three run their show from a podcaster's paradise, a $30,000 studio complete with the latest radio technology, soundproof walls, and of course, three sparkling wine glasses and a fully stocked wine fridge within arm's reach. Co-host Brian Clark.
We started out doing this as sort of an expansion of our hobby just to have fun. But at the same time, we're all entrepreneurs. And the first question people always ask is how much money are you making doing that?
Plenty, it turns out. Enough to cover their initial studio investment.
You know, one of the ideas we came up with was having someone sponsor our show. We're sold out through next year, through the first part of January.
The weekly sponsor rate at GrapeRadio.com is $1,000. That includes a 15-second spot at the start of the podcast and 30 to 40 seconds at the end. In 2006, sponsors will pay $1,300 a week. Clark says that number is expected to rise.
You know, we've had like 85% of our advertisers come back and say, we want to do more stuff. So I sort of know that, okay, well, they're getting a return on their investment. The money to be made is through advertising, and people want to reach your market segment. So the larger and more effective we can grow our listener base, the more value there'll be to an advertiser.
With 10,000 hits per day, the Grape Radio guys have the upper hand in selecting their sponsors. But that worries mainstream radio. Podcasting could lure about $1 to $2 billion away from radio's advertising market in the next 3 to 5 years. Knowing this, Los Angeles public radio station KCRW launched 22 podcasts in March. Program developer Jackie Weber says the sponsorship package for that launch promised 500,000 downloads within 6 months.
In about the 12th week of podcasting, we were launched on iTunes and we had 100,000 downloads in a day. And at that point, we realized, oh, we're onto something much bigger than we had initially thought.
Weber now understands that podcasting will prove to be marketable on its own. But the system of audience measurement is not as reliable.
This is the most wishy-washy measurement system you can imagine.
Forbes columnist Tuuli says, unfortunately, advertisers care about measuring the audience.
But the critical thing is to try to figure out how can you measure whether people are listening to this, whether they're responding to the ads.
Tuuli says that audience measurement is slowly being developed. Company website surveys and iTunes records are the best sources for audience information so far. Clark says Grape Radio's audience can only get bigger because podcasting has no boundaries.
Well, I think radio is so much more limited in the sense, you know, you're in a single market. You know, I like the portability aspect of the sort of the TiVo aspect of podcasting, that you can have it when you want it.
So if you want to save this report for another time, you can easily download it onto your iPod and listen whenever you please. Do it after the new year and you will be one of the 11 million podcast users estimated for 2006. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Shayna Glick.
Time for the bitterest pill. You don't just need to talk to folks.
Okay, something a little bit different.